This is John Batchelor speaking with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies about the life of Daniel Suadani, interviewed with Cleo and myself on this program, the premier of an island part of the Solomon Chain, Malaita. He is now passed, and his death is a moment to reflect upon what he was striving for, which is to resist the overwhelming lawfare and money and cash and corruption of the People's Republic of China. This is part of the battle of Oceania as China attempts to secure its way out of the first island chain to threaten its neighborhood. The Solomons is a large prize. There's much more to this contest, but Daniel Suadani, who did the right thing for his own people, is gone. And Cleo describes why it is that China decided he was the man to break. He died of natural causes, but he strove right to the end to fight a very unnatural cause, which is the money of the People's Republic of China. Much more of this tonight and in coming days. Cleo Pascal on life and worth and merit and heroism of Daniel Suadani.
Good evening. The loss of Daniel Suadani is leaves just a huge gap with those who have been fighting for just democracy, transparency, accountability, anti-corruption. He didn't go looking to be anti-China. He was elected at a time when the Solomon Islands recognized Taiwan, and he just wanted to build his community. He was a school teacher, and he wanted development that didn't destroy the environment, that didn't result in work camps where the workers were assaulting local women. He just wanted a decent life for his people. And then when the Solomons switched from Taiwan to China in 2019, he saw this juggernaut coming at his province. And and his legislature, backed by the traditional chiefs, he was very much a man who worked in community. He may have been the face of the community, but he always represented groups. And he was very careful to build consensus. That group put out the Aoki communique. The capital of his province is called Aoki, A-U-K-I. And in it, he issued a moratorium on CCP-linked businesses operating in the province.